8 years ago, Salt Lake City residents narrowly passed a bond providing more than $15 million for the construction of a multi-sport recreation and education facility along the Jordan River. In 2010, the city initiated efforts to issue the bond, but the Jordan River Restoration Network filed a complaint in 3rd District Court, challenging its validity.
The first main argument is that the city authorized issuance of the bonds prior to holding public hearings that it was required to under the bond issuance statutes. The second issue is that the project itself is about half the scope of what was initially promised to the voters.
That's attorney Karthik Nadesan, who represents the Jordan River Restoration Network. He says the proceedings before the Supreme Court were not about the soccer project itself, but about the lack of notice given to Salt Lake City residents who were sued by the city earlier this year under the Utah Bond Validation Act, so the city could stop the Jordan River Restoration Network's legal challenge and issue the bond.
Normally, the city, in terms of publication, has always published in the notice in the Salt Lake Tribune or Deseret News.
However, in this case, Nadesan says Salt Lake City residents were only told about a public hearing on the internet and through a small publication called the Intermountain Commercial Record, meaning he says they were left in the dark about showing up to contest the bond. However, Salt Lake City Attorney Ed Rutan argues that plenty of notice was given and that was evident by the turnout at the hearing.
The very first thing we did was to send a copy of these papers to the attorneys for the Jordan River Restoration Network. They're the people who were most actively interested in this. And then what did the Jordan River Restoration Network turn around and do? They gave notice to over 500 people who were on their mailing list. And you sort of step back and you ask yourself, why was it that there were so many people there at the hearing? Remember, there were 18 individuals who showed up at the hearing.
The Utah Supreme Court heard arguments for over an hour. If the court rules in favor of the Jordan River Restoration Network, it could overturn a lower court's decision and require more notice to be given for another public hearing. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.